You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Another death blamed on Debbie. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It is the eighth one since hitting Florida as a hurricane Monday. A woman near Greensboro, North Carolina, killed when a tree fell on her. It says Debbie's remnants move quickly north, full of rain that could cause even more flooding.
Rain is much heavier compared to where we were at earlier this morning. So we're getting completely drenched here in the Harrisburg.
Fox's Weathers, Katie Byrne in Pennsylvania's capital.
I've already seen some people talking about on social media that they have reports of trees down in their neighborhoods here in the Harrisburg area.
Debbie's remnants will go to New York and New England next. Israel's forces have moved back into the Gaza city of Han Yunis, targeting Hamas militants in tunnels amid a renewed push trying to stop the war.
A joint statement from the leaders of the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar called for Israel and Hamas to continue talks next week following the killing of Hamas's leader. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the new leader, Yahya Sinwar, is a terrorist with blood on his hands, but has been a chief decision maker when it comes to ceasefire negotiations.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, a third suspect, has been arrested in Austria, linked to the terror plot that canceled three Taylor Swift Vienna concerts. He's an 18-year-old who had pledged allegiance to ISIS. Vice President Harris and running mate Tim Walz will rally today in Arizona. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports from the White House.
What we're all watching is whether or not she'll at least continue to gaggle with the press. Now, yesterday, she did end that 18-day media blackout with no interviews, no press conferences. She answered five questions, just 77 seconds with reporters on the tarmac.
And that was mostly about debating former President Trump and doing media interviews.
She can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
That was the former president during a long Q&A with reporters at the Trump Resort in Florida. He's pushing for two more Trump-Harris debates beyond the one set for September 10th. The former president will campaign today in Montana. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here with urgent news. The world's central banks are making unprecedented moves, and it's time to pay attention. In 2022 and 2023, they bought more gold than ever before. And now in 2024, the trend is accelerating. Why? Because central banks have lost faith in the dollar. And in these uncertain times, gold is the ultimate safe haven. If you too are worried about the dollar, I urge you to take similar action by diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with the Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5. KPEL.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, Moon Griffon Show. It is great to be with you on a beautiful Friday. And by the way, folks, it's summer, so is hot. Just letting you know it's summer, and it's hot. Just letting you know in case you didn't know. Let me hold up and do this, folks. I'm always doing something, about three or four things at one time. 844-766-6607. As always, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. It is awesome to be with you. I love being with you every day. It's a lot of fun for me to do this. Being nonpartisan and nonpolitical, it just makes it a lot more fun for me. All right, I want to go back, and I talked about it yesterday, but I got a different, I got a little different angle. And once again, let me stop again. I got a guest coming. Wants to come by now. They were coming. Then they weren't coming. Now they are coming, so let me get that. All right, we ready to go. I want to talk about something I talked a little bit about yesterday, but and I was really hot at it. I'm even madder today because I'm watching my governor. And I say that seriously. He's my governor. I support Jeff Landry. I got a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff I believe agree with Governor Landry. I mean, a bunch. I agree with way more than I disagree. You got to understand that because I'm going to say it like that because I mean it, first of all. But number two is I know I got people out there listening, and you got people that are on the left, and you got this media type that listen, and they don't know how to even take me. But you can like somebody and disagree with them. I love my wife. We are friends. We have fun. We laugh. We cut up. But sometimes we don't agree. Like I told you, I agree with her 90% of the time. She agrees with me 30% of the time. We got a great marriage. But we can disagree. Still love each other. I like Jeff Landry. We've been friends with him for a long, long time. But I'm going to just be blunt about it. Jeff Landry, Governor Landry is 100% wrong on standing with the trial lawyers and not the people when it comes to this insurance crap. As I told you yesterday, nobody's been able to fix it. I think the governor and his trial lawyer buddies, since they're good friends, they ought to go ahead and go to the office and fix it. Let them fix it. Everybody else has been trying, and they keep saying, oh, y'all doing it wrong. Well, you fix it. Everybody knows they're making a killing. There's not one person out there that doesn't believe that the trial lawyers, all you got to do is go around, watch the advertisement tonight, see what business is advertising more than anybody. There's all kind of money to be made here. Yesterday, Jeff posted this, and I just didn't think this was real good at all. Yesterday, the legislature spent, they've been having these legislative sessions every day in Baton Rouge trying to do something about insurance. Everybody's complaining. Everybody's upset about it. Nothing's been done yet, especially when it comes to car and liability and things of that nature. People are moving their companies out of here. I wish I could get some calls on those. Yesterday, Jeff wrote on Facebook, I guess it was Facebook, tweet, whatever. Yesterday, the legislature spent too much time listening to the special interest talk in the circle among themselves. Lowering insurance rates won't come from limiting the rights of working families to suggest such is fake news. Folks, you just threw all these people on the bus that are trying to do something, except for trial lawyers, who are not there. They're not talking. They don't want to change anything. They love it the way it is. They don't give a damn how many people leave this state. They don't. They supported Joe Biden. They supported Barack Obama. They supported Bill Edwards. And a lot of them supported Jeff. The industry needs more accountability, not more help from politicians making even more money. It's just common sense. I'll keep fighting for families over special interest. Jeff, you're wrong on the issue, brother. You're wrong. You're wrong on this issue. I'm just telling you, you're wrong. You took the wrong angle on this issue. If you're going to help families with insurance, Governor, you need to watch what you're saying and what you're doing because you're not helping the little people. You're not helping all these middle class, hardworking people who can't afford the insurance anymore. And if you are helping them, how? Because you just threw the legislature, insurance companies, and everybody under the bus with fake news. And we got a problem, Jeff. So what is your solution? If you tell us what your solution is, we do exactly what you say. We ought to see rates come down or at least stop growing. And we ought to see insurance companies come in. The governor is siding with the wrong people. He's not on our side on this. And I want him to be, because I like Jeff Landry. And I, like I said, I walk with him on everything just about. But he's wrong on this issue. And I don't know what he's doing, throwing all these people under the bus. I don't understand putting something like that out there. They making money and putting fake news. This ain't fake news. Okay, let's say everything the trial lawyers have been telling us, and the governor now, about insurance companies and politicians and people making money. And he brought up Alan Seaball before, and Alan said, all these guys are making, great. Let's move every damn one of them to the side. Everybody, insurance, business concerns out there. And boy, there's a lot of them. Let's tell them to shut up and get out the way too. All the middle class people, you people struggling to pay insurance like me, get the hell out the way. I'm getting out the way. Let Jeff Landry and the trial lawyers come forward and bring their great plan so everybody can win. And then when somebody says they want to be a lawyer for life, or they run advertisement, I got $3 billion for my clients. When if they got $3 billion, they probably put $600 million in their pocket. Actually, probably over $1 billion. Probably $1.5 billion in their pocket. But they don't tell you that. And that's what's so frustrating. And I'm with Jeff. Love him to death. I'm still with him. But on this, he's wrong. And the trial lawyers are wrong. They don't want to change anything because they're making a killing. So, Jeff, if when I read what I'm reading, I just sit here and kind of cringe. You know? Fake news. Lowering insurance rates won't come from limiting the rights of working families. Nobody's trying to limit the rights of working families. You know, there's only a very few people that do all these lawsuits. Most people are not involved in lawsuits. Jeff, what about those? What about the other 99%? That's why I think the governor needs to back up on this. I can't believe he even put something out there when he needs the legislature to get stuff done. Sure, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to understand. The trial lawyers spent millions of dollars. You realize in the Senate they went against Alan Seaball and they went against Blake Miguez. They ran the nastiest, filthiest stuff you've ever seen in your life. You realize that the trial lawyers were rejected last election. They spent money in 7 Senate seats, and they lost all 7 Senate seats. All 7 Senate seats. All of them. And they want no blame for anything. Yeah, and I'm sitting here watching, trying to pay this insurance, and y'all are too, the average person. The governor comes to the rescue of the trial lawyers. Nothing ever about the trial lawyers. Nothing ever. I tried to talk to him the other day about it. They don't want to talk about the trial lawyers. And it don't matter if Jeff agrees or disagrees with me or the legislature, what they're trying to do. The fact that it looks like you've taken sides with the trial lawyers against us when it comes to insurance, that's a fact. You can't walk away from that. I mean, lobby and business communities, and I'm talking to people in the legislature, and I'm talking to people at a small business that are these trucking companies and trucks that they can't survive anymore, Jeff. So here's my question to him and the trial lawyers. Why don't you present your plan that we really take care of the little people and the people that are out there, okay? That's fair to everybody. That we watch insurance rates start to decline and slow down and start to decline. And we got insurance companies want to come in. Y'all set the rules. Do whatever the hell y'all want to do. Just do it. Because all this talk and talk and talk, and then people at a meeting are trying to figure it out. Everybody's coming to the table. You realize me and you are at the table, lobbies at the table, small business companies at the table, people with trucks at the table. Everybody's at the table. Insurance companies at the table. And you look around the table, and a damn trial lawyer there. Why? They love it like it is. They don't want to change anything. Governor, I'm just trying to figure out where you're going with this. Where are we going with this, Governor? Trial lawyers, I mean, God have mercy. We're judicial hellhole every year. We don't change anything because we don't change anything. I don't understand. Working families, what does Jeff consider a working family? Okay, so I'm a working family guy. I'm not sued anybody. I've not been sued, not lately. I'm not suing anybody for somebody to give me a big judgment. They got a hell of a lot more people like me. Almost everybody's like me. We don't get caught. We're not involved in any of that. So why don't they give us the answer? They don't want to come negotiate. All of us, because maybe trial lawyers make so much money, they don't care about what the insurance rates are. I want to know why the governor's been right on a lot of issues, and I'm going to stand by him. I want to know why this issue, which is a winning issue for Jeff Landry, is a winning issue if he makes a difference. Why take the wrong side? You're taking side of the team that don't want to play. You're taking side of the team that's not in the game. You're taking side of the team that wants everything in the state to stay the same. They're part of the problem. Let them come. I'm ready. They come on in and talk about a solution. But I think Jeff and the trial lawyers are to go to Baton Rouge. Everybody get the hell out their way. Let them propose the legislation. A lot of lawyers can write it and then pass it. Pass everything they want. I bet you if they pass what they wanted, we wouldn't have an insurance company left in this state. They're running them out with these ads. Every ad pounds them. Nobody's pounding the trial lawyers. I'm being real nice to them right now. I don't understand the governor. I don't understand what the heck he's talking about working families, helping a working family, when all of us are begging for our insurance rates to come down. We're begging for it. And yet, what's the solution? When do we get that salute? When do we start working toward that? Governor, you're wrong on this issue. You're right on a lot of them. I'm with you. You're wrong on this one. All right, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And folks, I had to be blunt. When I saw this Facebook thing, I just couldn't believe he said all that. I'm almost in shock. Take a break. Be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
This is Moon Grafana. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Grafana Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program. All I want, folks, is for us to be able to compete against other states. It's been a hard fight. A fight that I've lost. I think the governor's right on a lot of stuff. I'm not abandoning Governor Landry. I told you, we're friends. He can come on the program. He does. We visit off the air. It's all fact. Somebody just wrote, I'm in Alexandria. I ride around almost every damn billboard as personal injury attorney. Yeah, you can drive around anywhere in the state of Louisiana. Nobody wants to admit to it. Everybody knows this is taking place. I'm just telling y'all, I think the governor is talking to Jeff now, to the governor. Governor, this is not me. This is me and everybody else. Everybody thinks you're sucked up to the trial lawyers and that you're part of them big time. I'm just telling you what they think. You may not believe it. Take a poll. Go talk to your friends. Your friends friends will tell you the truth. I'm a friend of yours. I'm telling you the truth, what people are saying. Why go down with an issue that you can win on? I don't understand that. And people that I'm talking to, and by the way, they're people in the streets. They're not elected officials. I talked to a few of them, but people in the streets. And they live it. And they see nobody fighting for them. Okay? And the people that really are fighting for them, they made the insurance companies look like they're the worst bunch of crumbs and piece of trash we ever seen. Because trial lawyers have spent billions and hundreds of millions of dollars telling people insurance companies are trashy. So you automatically think they are. Now, by the way, insurance companies got a responsibility as well. Didn't say they didn't. I've always said they did. But when does the other side come? When did the other side admit they were wrong? They don't. What they do is they kill legislation, water down legislation. And I don't want to hear again, with that 250 tort reform laws, and it didn't change the law. What? They ain't had much tort reform since the 90s. And number two is watered down crap that steps in the right direction, doesn't do anything. It never has. That's why I came up with the line. When people say step in the right direction, get the hell away from them because that means they're not going to do anything. Let's go to the phone line. We'll start with Jim in Leesville, Louisiana. Jim, how you doing? Welcome to the program.
Morning, Moon. I want to take just a couple of minutes. I'm a retired insurance agent.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not from the good hands people.
Yes, sir.
I'll just say that. But anyway, I've studied this for 41 years, and I want to throw something at you. I've been listening to you quite
yes,
a bit, and
yes,
I
sir.
Fuss about it. There's something that needs to be, it's almost too simple, but Louisiana outsues every state in the union but West Virginia on a per capita basis.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And there's two laws that no other state allows, that Louisiana allows lawsuits on. The first one is that, now follow, the first one is that if I'm a passenger in my vehicle and somebody's driving and they're at fault in a wreck, I can sue myself under my liability.
Wow.
I'd like somebody to deny that. I'd like to somebody, that's what I've studied.
Okay.
If no other state does that, there is a extra charge. In other words, there's a base rate,
yeah.
And then you move up from that base rate because that lawsuit has to be factored into the rate structure.
Yes, sir.
Now that's simple. It takes an ink pen. I've offered ink pens to my legislators.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a box of ink pens. didn't take any pence. Okay. Now the second law that would that no other state.
Hey, hold on, Jim, hold on, because this is a hard break. If you hang tight, I'm going to bring you back because I want to hear the second one. So don't go nowhere, Jimmy Leesville. Let me take quick break. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We'll take a break. Be right back. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call ADAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, ADAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Your safety is all.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. I don't know what happened to Jim in Leesville. I wanted Jim to continue. Jim, if you're listening, call back. I don't know why we lost you. We didn't cut you. You may have to go. You may have hit a bad signal, but please call back because people are asking about 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Here's basically what he said. Listen to this. If a parent, and I hope he calls back to re-explain, but if a parent is driving a vehicle, and there's a one-car at-fault accident, and their children are injured, they can literally sue themselves on behalf of their children for their own neglect. The only state in the country that allows that. Let me repeat it again. If a parent is driving a vehicle, there's one car at-fault accident. In other words, you're driving, you get in a wreck, you got kids in the car. You get in a wreck, walking, you driving, and you. You're falling asleep, you're not paying attention, you hit something, you get in a wreck, your kids get injured. So one car, at-fault accident, your fault, and their children in the car, they can literally sue themselves on behalf of their children for their own negligence. Only state in the country that does that. Like I said, I hate it, we lost him. I don't know if he hit a bad signal or what. So that's one of two things. He had something else. I wanted to get it, but I don't know if he misunderstood me when I told him I had to take a break. All righty, I want to play something. There's a commercial running on my program. They're targeting Greg Miller. They're asking people to send it to Greg Miller, and they're also asking people to call Senator Half-Ass Henry because they've watered down anything that comes away that's pretty good. So I want to just – I heard the ad, and this group bought the ad. I want you to listen to it again, just real careful, because, and I hope Jeff's listening to it. I wish the governor's people are listening to this ad. Listen to this.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident, was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
Okay, there's the group that's paying for it. But listen, they basically telling you things that because of the trial lawyers. See, trial lawyers show up in the legislative session, water stuff down. Trial lawyers show up at the legislative session, water it down again, show up at the legislative session, stop stuff. Doesn't it make sense that since they're against any changes, doesn't it make sense that Governor Landrieu's siding with them on this issue? Like I said, I love Jeff. Like a lot of things Jeff's trying to do, but on this one, he's wrong. Don't you think it makes sense that everybody get out the way and let them go fix it? Because we need adjustments yesterday. This is what I've been preaching. We need big stuff to happen yesterday. For us, it's always, why do today what we can do the day after tomorrow? That's why we got that motto. Louisiana. Changing our motto, dead last and damn proud of it, because we don't change. I know because I'm hearing it. I hear it from elected officials. I hear it from people all the time when they're going to do something. Let me tell you something. If you ran a poll and the poll asked, I'll ask the question. Do you think the governor and the legislature are going to lower your car insurance in the next 3 years? Do you think we're going to have more competition from insurance companies coming here to compete for business? Do you think they're going to improve it? I'd be willing to bet you 90% will say no. Because all we do is hear talk, chatter. The governor shouldn't have sent that output posted it yesterday. That was a bad post. I don't know who talked him into doing that. Oh, he did it on his own. That was a bad post. We got to change something, folks. Wait till next year. We don't do anything. Our motto also is we do it. Every time we go to do something, we hear, can't do that. Can't do that. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. Can't do that. That ain't going to work. And then when they think they got something that's going to work, what do we hear? Moon, this is a step in the right direction. Woo-hoo! Boy, if you got a step in the right direction, we're really moving forward. Everybody's 50 miles, 100 miles ahead of us, but we today got an I-car, and everybody's 100 miles ahead of us. Today, we drove 8 inches. Yes! Step in the right direction, Moon. Why are you complaining? All you do is bicker and complain. And really, it's not what I do. I challenge. That's what they don't like. I'm challenging the governor and the trial lawyers to come clean. Come forward. You think it's all the insurance companies? Then you pass all the laws you want to, slam an insurance company. Go burn them, man. Burn them to the ground. That's what your commercial says. Commercial says he's worthless, piece of trash, billion-dollar insurance companies. Yeah, because trial lawyers don't make any money in our state. I'm not talking about trial lawyers in general, folks. I'm talking about the political ones. I got friends that are trial lawyers. They just go to work every day. They play by the rules. They play by the laws. They make good money. I love them to death. They're great people. I'm not talking about those people. You know? I'm trying to help here. I'm trying to help. Unlike people like Bananas Foster, who's never did anything constructive to help the state. I'm really trying to help. We offer solutions over and over and over again. So now my solution's simple. Governor Landry and all the trial lawyers, political trial, go get her done. Go get her done. Go get all of them. Go get the biggest trial lawyers you got in this state. Go get them. I tell you what you do. You get those trial lawyers to get with Jeff Landry and tell us what's the solution. That's what I want. That's the answer. Because apparently you and me don't know the answer. The legislature don't know how to fix it. The insurance companies don't know how to fix it. The business community. We got business communities begging for a break so they don't have to move out of the state. We go, y'all don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, let the trial lawyers fix it. Let them son of a guns fix it. Them and the governor. Let them fix it. All right, Walker, we're going to take a little bit of early break because I'm going to bring in Julie Quinn's in town. She is running for Public Service Commission, and we want a chance to visit with her. I heard that Cocktail Cousin was on the other day. I don't know why he won't come on with me. He came on with Junk Mail Julie, but I wish he had come on with me, too. I'm a nicer version of Junk Mail Julie. I can promise you that. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. It's Moon Griffon. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Get back to some calls and things after that. I wish I could get Jim back on from Leesville. We are joined. Julie, I might mess all this up because we didn't talk in a while. You're former Rep. Julie Quinn.
Former state senator.
State senator. That's where I remember you from. And you're now running for Public Service Commission.
That's right.
Well, first of all, let's do this. For people that don't know you.
Okay.
A little background.
All right. Little background. Let's say my parents took me out of high school when I was 17 to go register to vote so I could vote for Reagan before I turned 18. So I've been a lifelong Republican. I didn't have a choice. Really, my father was in politics. I thought to be a successful public servant, you needed to go to law school. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. So I went to law school. Graduated.
They got a lot of them in there, so it may make a difference.
Graduated the top of my class. And then I had an 18-month-old, and my second went on the way, and someone said, hey, you want to run for the school board? And I said, I didn't at that time know anything about public education. That was on Tuesday. On Friday, I qualified. started the first magnet school in the magnet school system in Jefferson Parish and didn't like what they were doing to the funding for public education. I said, well, the next time this seat opens up for state senator, I'm going to run. And I did, and I won against a crowded field of seven people. And I represented Orleans, Jefferson, St. Tammany, and Tangipahoa, a real cross-section of demographics.
That Senate seat's probably changed a little bit.
It has.
Yeah, I figured it did, just with the
redistricting. And I wanted it to. It wasn't fair to the constituents.
What years were you the senator?
So 05 to 12, but the significance of that is I was sworn in August, I want to say 8th, and Katrina hit August 29th. And I represented the 17th Street Canal, which is really what Katrina did to us.
Yeah.
And my house was flooded, et cetera. So that was how I got my feet wet, no pun intended, in the Senate. They put me on the insurance committee. And so I learned a lot about insurance right off the bat. And then I went home to raise my kids for the next decade and thought I was retired out of politics. And I literally got recruited by the conservative of this district who really – there's this five-person commission. The Public Service Commission, a lot of people don't know what it is.
No, we're trying to do everything we can to educate it. We even get people on. We've had several of them on just to kind of talk a little bit about what y'all do.
Yeah.
Or what they do. You're not there yet. But, I mean, if you were to get there, it's what
That's
they
right.
do.
And the important part, and we can talk about what they do in a second or whatever where you want to lead this, but there's five people on that commission, and right now there's two quite liberal members and there's two relatively conservative. So this seat's important as to where the philosophy of energy is going to go.
Yeah, Green was both sides sometime, which I think people, the conservatives got mad, but they're really hoping to win this seat back to where they can control what goes on.
That's true.
Because, I mean, Devontae Lewis, who was on this program, not with me, and I call him Bananas Foster. You got to work with him. You probably need to call him Foster Campbell. But anyway, those two, I mean, when you look at woke and to the left, they run that way, and it's who it is. But you got to work with them and deal with them, because if you win, you're going to have to work with people that whether you agree or disagree.
Not my first rodeo in building bridges. Yeah. The school system in particular, I was a business attorney, and they were educators, and they felt one way, you know, unions, et cetera. And anyway, I worked with them, and I still got my agendas passed.
When you look at the Public Service Commission, because like you said, people had to talk you into it. When you're going, if you were to win and you go in this position, what are you hoping to bring to this position, and what are you hoping to accomplish? If you can broaden out a little bit. I mean, you got to be specific, but kind of broader terms. What are you kind of looking at to do?
Well, some general goals. You know, Louisiana has an interesting opportunity to be a leader in the forefront in energy, because we are on the forefront of sort of leading a nuclear energy. We have a nuclear energy task force. It's the cleanest energy, and it's actually become very safe, contrary to, you know, people remember Chernobyl and things like that.
Sure. Oh, it's way beyond that.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely. And they even have they're called SMR, small modular reactor. I don't want to get too in the weeds, but these tiny nuclear power plants. But we can be a leader. The other thing, Moon, that a lot of people don't realize is we sell power. And Louisiana sells it cheaper, so we can make a lot of money, and that's passed on to the consumer. So that's one way we can get their bill down.
You know, the other thing is, too, Julie, and I don't know Public Service Commission, but, boy, it sure helped to bring our oil and gas industry back and bring jobs back here. That natural gas, we got so much we don't know what to do with. So you're right, we do sell it. And I don't know if the Public Service Commission, I don't know what you can do sitting in that position. That's kind of a hard thing to do. Some of the stuff that we're talking about, the governor, the legislature's got to set the proper parameters for us to be successful.
Well, one thing you can do sitting there, the Public Service Commission actually has a lot of power. We are an independent board. We're not really governed and restrained by the legislature.
No, I agree with that. You got power. I'm just saying some of the things, you still got to have legislative stuff and governor stuff to make things happen the way you want it to happen.
Industry, industrial consumers. So, you know, when we think of consumers, we typically just think of homeowners.
Sure.
Industrial consumers, I think, make up more than half of the energy use in the state, and they would like an opportunity to build their own or have something more than a monopoly. They don't want to have to go to a particular, whether it's Entergy or whomever. And that's a way we can reduce costs and have excess power left over to where we could sell more if we allowed industry to make their own.
I just know that the energy industry has been so big to the state of Louisiana. And we need to make sure that stays like that. I'm talking about the natural stuff. I don't want to get into the Green New Deal because I think all that's a hoax. But the natural gas, we got plenty. Oil and gas, we got so much going on, fracking. We got a lot of things here that we need to be able to produce on our own. We lost a lot of jobs because a lot of that moved over to Texas. And
I just met with some people from Texas yesterday, and we have also a unique opportunity because, and I can't even, I need to learn more about this particular source of energy, but it's something that they do underground that's promoted by the humidity and marshes. And Texas doesn't have that, or at least to the degree we do. That's something we can help industry do. So far, the PSC has not allowed that to happen, and we lost to Texas because of that.
Yeah, by the way, anything to do with humidity, we can lead the world.
Exactly.
Well, if you have an opportunity to talk to public service commissioners or talk to the one that's in your area that was close to you, that worked there, to kind of find out what exactly they do. Because if you had to describe to the people out here, what would you think, what would be your definition of what a public service commissioner does?
I guess in a 40,000-foot level, we regulate rates. So when Entergy, and I use that just because they're the largest in Louisiana, but obviously there's several utility companies, but when they want a new project, unfortunately it gets passed on. That's part of the deal. That's why we have regulated utilities here. We guarantee them a certain percentage back on their money, but in turn they guarantee us a certain production. When they want to do a new project, such as hardening their lines for a hurricane so that homeowners aren't out, we say yay or nay, and we look at that cost, and then unfortunately that cost gets passed on to the consumer. So that is at a 40,000-foot level what a public service commission
is. I'm going to ask this question. You may know, you may not, but a public service commission, when y'all run, you get elected, how do y'all affect rates? Because I don't know if y'all really affect rates. I don't think you can run on a platform. I'm just asking you. I'm not telling you. I'm asking you. Can you run on a platform and say, I'm going to lower your rates? That seems to be with everything going on in the world, we're dealing with a world economy. I've always gotten a little bit disappointed because I've never seen a public service commission say, hey, Moon, I'm lowering your rates. Oh, great. I'm going to vote for you. You get it. Say, oh, I can't lower the rates. That's not really, y'all regulate, but you really don't, you can't set the prices.
You can't set the prices, but what you do is it's economics. So it's like the president. He can't set the price of your grocery. He can't set the price of your cucumber, but he can certainly make policies that are going to impact inflation.
I agree with that.
And so that's what a public service commissioner does. We have a lot of natural resources, like you said, in Louisiana. And so that's how we actually have some of the lowest rates in the country. Our job is to keep it that way. Now, if you look at your bill, and I want everyone to hear this, if you say, gee, why is my bill so high? If you're telling me we have some of the lowest rates in the country, what's happening is look at the second half of your bill. The first half, the kilowatt usage and your rate for that is actually relatively low for the country. We're third, fourth lowest in the country. Sometimes we're the lowest.
By the way, that's okay with me. Helps the consumer.
Right. Okay. And that's what we're there to do. It's the other stuff, all the add-ons, the pass-throughs that I'm talking about. And that happened, a lot of it happened because of the hurricanes. And they came and said, we need to improve these lines. We need to, and that gets passed on to the consumer.
Oh, no, it's definitely, but we've always lived on the coast. We're not going anywhere.
That's right.
And so we're going to always have to deal with that.
That's right.
I just didn't like when I've seen some of them without mentioning names so you don't get in trouble. I've seen some of them actually say, well, they blame the governor, they blame the president, they blame for things going up. When somebody picks up the phone and call you, Julia, you'll get a call. Why is this higher? You got to explain that to them, but making excuses about somebody else, or some Republican or Democrat, that's not really what you're there for.
I do want to say something that's interesting to me, and I'm learning, obviously. Entergy, so if you buy your electricity from whomever, some of that, let's think about where it's produced. They get their energy produced from whether it's natural gas, coal, nuclear. There's several components that give you your electricity. The price of natural gas then in turn affects the price of your electricity. We're in a pact in Louisiana that requires them to buy natural gas at the cheapest market price that day. So that impacts the price. So
absolutely,
the cheaper we can buy it, the cheaper they can sell it.
Real quick, before you get out of here, give us website, email address. I'm sure we'll visit with you again.
So
tell people how to find out more about you and get in touch with you.
Well, website is www.votejuliequinn.com.
Okay.
And then I think we also bought juliequinn.com that's going to point to that.
Okay.
I don't know if we have a phone number on there just yet.
Okay.
But
they can do the website. That's how most people are going to get in touch with you anyway.
And then if you look on my filings, I've got a phone number and an address and all that good stuff.
Okay, we welcome you back anytime soon. I know you're rocking and rolling, but we're going to talk to you again.
Going to see Slemko today.
Good to talk to you. Julie Quinn, running for Public Service Commission. All right, we've got to take a break. More to come. Moon Griffon Show right after this.
The power goes.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Trying again to stop the war in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Israel is planning to send a negotiation team to a round of talks next week as the U.S. and Egypt and Qatar try again to broker a ceasefire with Hamas, as the Israelis keep going after those militants in Gaza while continuing to come under fire from militants in the north.
The Iron Dome today intercepting a barrage of rockets fired from Hezbollah. The Israeli Air Force also says that it destroyed a Hezbollah command center in southern Lebanon. Now, in Gaza today, tanks rolled back into the southern city of Khan Yunis, forcing displaced civilians to evacuate as the IDF resumes ground operations there.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Tel Aviv. Russia has declared an emergency in the Kursk region, sending reinforcements there today, days after hundreds of Ukrainian troops crossed the border, staging the biggest attack inside Russia since Russia invaded Ukraine and starting the war. What's left of what was Tropical Storm Debbie is moving into Pennsylvania and New York and then New England later, blamed for an eighth death.
Debbie's remnants are still raining down, causing floods and even impacting travel along major arteries like Interstate 95 in Virginia. The cyclone has been deadly. A woman in Rockingham County, North Carolina, was killed by a tree falling on her home. Tornadoes have torn up small communities in that state.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. Vice President Harris and running mate Tim Walz will campaign today in Arizona,
where border security is a top issue, but so are issues like the economy and the environment. And polls show here in Arizona, the race remains just like 4 years ago, a true toss-up.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Glendale. Former President Trump will campaign today in Montana, and he's critical that Vice President Harris hasn't done interviews.
She's barely competent. And she can't do an interview. But I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
So far, just one Trump-Harris debate's been set September 10th. America's listening to Fox News.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that addresses the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
From the moments that shape our lives to those that shape our days, broadcasters are there. Delivering the most trusted news that keeps you informed when it matters. We are your neighbors, a trusted voice, a lifeline. We are broadcasters. Text TV to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know that 1 in 14 children experience homelessness at some point in time in their life?
The Gifting Grace Project, Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, seeks to help them. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to partner with us or text GGP to 53555 and donate today.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. People send me stuff with trial lawyers all the time. This latest one, $1 billion recovered. I know. So let's see, if they get 33%, they made $330 million. But really, they probably made more now because they get the 33%, then they take the expenses out, and then the people get their money. I know. Well, not to hang on something too long. I just want to know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to fix some things? Let's see. Philip DeVilliers is asking the Landry administration how much the current 2% temporary tax, state sales tax on business utilities, generates. Answer is $220 million. Now, that tax is supposed to go away. Don't y'all think that ought to go away? Sales tax on business utilities, $220 million. The tax is supposed to expire next year. But if lawmakers choose to renew it, that also could help close the budget gap. See, folks, unfortunately, we sitting here with taxes and temporary taxes and sales taxes and all that kind of stuff. And because we don't have any concrete solutions, then I'm not going to be surprised if we renew taxes. People told me there's no way that's going to happen. Philip DeVille asked Landry administration how much money would go into the general fund if the vehicle sales tax dedication to road and bridges would be suspended. $320 million can go fill in budget gap instead of infrastructure projects. And what's sad is, folks, what's not being talked about, and it's going to have to be talked about one day. We got a spending problem. And I know 31 years I've been saying this, but we have a major spending problem. If you don't fix the spending problem, I don't care what they do. You try it at home. You have a spending problem, and you start bringing in less money than you can, you know, that you've dedicated yourself to. You know, if your budget at home is $5,000 a month and you're spending $6,800 a month, someday you're going to run into a problem. But if you start saying, well, my problem is I ain't got enough money coming in. Well, let's look at your $6,800 that you're spending. And you're finding that $6,800 is a house note, a camp note, a boat note, three car notes. Then you tell me, oh, we can't cut anything. We need all three cars. We got to have the camp to go along with the house. And, of course, I need my boat. Okay, so you're one of those government types. We can't cut spending. We need to figure out how to raise revenue. And that's what we've been doing in Louisiana for a long time, and that's why we don't fix anything. I want to fix something. I want our kids not to leave. I'm going to say it. I'm going to be blunt. If trial lawyers don't get a grip on some of the problems they caused this state, and trial lawyers don't come to the table and admit, you know, what's going on, and everything they're going to do is spend money to water down or knock legislative stuff down, we got a problem. You know? But nobody wants to admit it. Once again, like I said, people can get mad. The governor can get mad at me. I don't want him to get mad at me. I just know in this issue, he's wrong. He's wrong. He needs to be right on this issue. The right side is with the people, not the trial lawyers. That's it, Jeff. It's the governor. It's no disrespect by calling you Jeff. That's how I've known you forever. That's what's happening here, folks. These trial lawyers constantly support people like Bill Edwards, Joe Biden, Barack Obama. They'll support Harris. They went against all of our conservative representatives and senators. They got a lot of money. How do these trial lawyers have all this money? Anybody want to know how the trial lawyers got all this money? Lawsuits. And probably some of them, some lawyers tied to government contracts and things of that nature. Before somebody says, well, you don't like trial lawyers. I got some great friends that are trial lawyers. I'm just trying to deal with reality. We're not going to deal with reality. We're not going to fix anything. If you get a nail in your foot and all you do is keep looking in the ear and tell them, well, your ears look fine, how many people think you're going to get the nail out the foot? That's what we do. Louisiana COVID levels among the highest in the country. Oh, Jesus, here we go. You know, by the way, you know what they're basing this off of, huh? You think you'd say, well, there must be patients coming to hospitals. No, no. Nothing to do with that. The number of masks being bought in Louisiana. Nope. The number of vaccines. Nope. They're basing this off the levels of COVID-19 and wastewater in the country. They're going and testing crap and pee to see if we got COVID in it. And we're the second highest in the country. Oh, my God, shut the buildings down. Put the mask back on. That's how they're testing this. You realize you can carry a virus and it finally goes away. It doesn't hurt you because your immune system beat it back. But that's what you said. It's the headlines. Louisiana COVID levels among the highest in the country. That ought to make everybody happy, huh? Put the mask back on. Of course, I think Jeff's smarter than to do something that crazy. But I'm just saying, they just waste water. You know, waste that comes out of your body. How would you like to have that job? Hey, Moon, today you're going to dive in the sewage over here and over there and you get a little sample for us. I mean, now, second highest in the country. But it's not people. It's not people being tested. Oh, don't get me started on the testing and the double and triple and quadruple counting of cases. But this is what they're putting out. They're putting out, this is the headlines, and I'm sure it's the devil's advocate. So, I mean, I just want to know who wants that job. Waste levels. We're checking them for COVID. Why are they checking them for COVID? They're checking them for anything else? They're checking them for venereal diseases? I mean, what all are they checking them for? But they know the word COVID They can strike fear in people anytime they want to. Most people like me said, to hell with you this time. I said, to hell with them last time. You know, but this is what they're doing. We're going down and doing tests. Then when Tim Metcalf come in, I'm going to ask him, does he do a test in his wastewater from the commodes to see if they got people with COVID in his restaurant? We'll ask Tim that question. I mean, I'm hoping Metcalf can answer that. I do have a couple questions for him when he comes in about, I got a question, don't let me forget this, Walker. I want to know if Tim tomorrow doubled his prices, just double them for the hell of them. Would he make more money or less? And I want to ask him why. He thinks he will make more or less. I'm kind of curious. We just double the prices. Just double them. Just say, you know what? Hell with it. I'm going to do this. And so I thought I would ask him that question. And I need to ask him about insurance because, I mean, he's got insurance and pays all that stuff too. I'll do that in a few minutes. By the way, folks, just in case you didn't hear, 2024 is hurricane season. We'll be more active than normal. I'm just letting you know that. Matter of fact, the climate czar said it yesterday. He said, yeah, that could be true. He said he's still predicted to have some hurricanes. So if man will quit eating meat, I could ask Metcalf, Tim, when are you going to quit selling meat at your restaurants? Quit selling seafood, Metcalf. All right, we got to take a break. Walker, 844-766-6607, Tim Metcalf. Dino's Pizza and Prejean's, dinospizza.com, prejean's.com. Great. By the way, they're opening up for lunch. Actually, in about 15 minutes at Dino's and about 45 minutes at Prejean's. So you're looking for lunch and take a big group, you got it. Take a break. Be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you could win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or Toyota Highlander XLE. But don't wait. Get your tickets by noon on August the 9th and you could also win $5,000 cash in the Creed and Creed Early Bird drawing. By purchasing your ticket, you're helping women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Two cars, two winners is back. So dream big. And while you're at it, help the babies. PICU, NICU, and St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and you can win a new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. Even $5,000 from Creed and Creed's Early Bird Special. But you can't win if you don't buy a ticket at stfran.com/cars, the St. Francis Gift Shop, and Community Health Center on Tower. It's back. The St. Francis Foundation. Two cars, two winners giveaway. Dream big.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. Hi, y'all. Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. It is Friday, open forum Friday. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. My good friend Tim Metcalf is in the house. Tim brings in, of course, with Dino's Pizza And Praise Yarns talk about the Metcalfs all the time. First of all, good to see you, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You, what you got today? Because we
were on the north side, so we went to Praise Yarns today. We brought the soul food. My chef Jude does a soul food Friday lunch special, and he has a boneless leg quarter that he stuffed with smoked boudin. He brined it overnight, and then he deep fried that thing and moon. You tasted it.
By the way, there's none of it left. It's been
it's completely gone. It's completely gone. You can imagine like a boneless stuffed chicken fried. It's breaded and fried. It's beyond good. Then we brought the barbecue burger. That's another one of Jude's creations.
Now, what's all on that, Tim? I didn't tell you. That's the only thing I did not get a bite of.
Candied jalapeno. Walker scarfed down a quarter real fast. Candied jalapeno. Candied bacon, barbecue sauce, cheese. It's good, man. It's good.
But it's got the ground meat.
That's a
big burger, dude.
Yeah. And we make our own patties.
Now, is that just a special?
Nope, that's a menu. Okay. It started as a special, now it's a menu item.
Okay,
it was the most popular soul food special, and that's how they work. And then I brought up Chef Chris did at Palettes and Pate. He kind of won. He didn't, but he did. It's a long story on that.
That's really good.
Yeah. So it's a ceviche. It's a ceviche salad. So it's a shrimp. It's like a tomato cucumber salad that we eat at home in the summertime. But put shrimp in there and marinate them.
You put one of my favorite things in the world, avocado
on it.
Yeah, by the way, I could have just ate the avocado, but I threw it on top. That was really good.
It's good. It's good. It really is. So whether you're eating light with the ceviche salad or you want to go all in with the fried chicken boudin deal, that's... I don't want to give you the calorie count on that, but boy,
it'd be worth it.
Maybe split it.
Hey, you eat it for lunch, and there's no eat no supper.
Well, you and the bride could have the ceviche salad, split that for an appetizer, and then split this as an entree. Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. Tim, a couple, just real quick before we get away from your businesses, PraiseJones.com, DinosPizza.com, right. Three locations for Dino's Pizza,
right.
Two locations for Praise Yarns to go to the website. Like I said, Dino's about to open in about five minutes. Still taking big groups.
We do.
Still got a lot. School's started. Does that kind of change up everything a little bit or not really for y'all?
Not really. I mean, COVID was, it's over now. So we're good. We're good. COVID was just a nightmare. And hope we never repeat it, especially in the next couple of months. I don't know. They're testing wastewater right now.
Oh, yeah, wastewater. I was going to ask you, are you testing?
Yeah, wow.
Do you have a poop or scoop or
whatever? I don't want that job. I don't want that job. I'm good.
But you still have big room for a lot of people. People will call you and they got a big room.
All the properties have multiple dining rooms and we're able to work things out. We can,
catering probably gets big with tailgate.
Catering does, man. Catering. Dino's just got nominated for best caterer in town. So my general manager, Ross Davi, is doing a heck of a job out there, doing some economical stuff through Dino's. Really helping people out that are on a budget. And,
And nothing wrong. Tim, one of the things we ask, we talk business, talk a little politics. I don't need the politics on the side, but I need to know, with liability insurance and all that. Is that getting ridiculous?
Liability? It's property and casualty, man. Oof. It's just.
No end in sight right now.
No end in sight. It just, 100, 120% increases. It's to the point we've got to just raise the deductions to ridiculous levels.
You don't have insurance unless it's self-insured.
Unless the whole thing burns down. Yeah. You're responsible for the first 150. I mean, you lose a roof, it's going to be less than that.
But I've been fighting with these elected officials. Nobody wants to change anything. We don't change anything, so nothing gets changed. No. And that's my frustration. Wow. So I thought, you don't have a bunch of vehicles on the road, so that may not affect.
No, we took all the company vehicles out and just give people per diem because we saw that coming. So we don't have that.
But you did it because of the insurance?
Oh, of course, 100%.
So we fight it I've already decided, me and you are good friends with the governor. I want the governor to trial laws. Y'all go tell us what to do. We'll do
it. Somebody got to figure it out. If they got theirs, we're going to have to paint them in a corner. So, but at least it's a little better than the previous administration because they were talking about if a hurricane came, the insurance companies had to pay to evacuate everybody no matter where you were. So everybody got a free vacation. Like, come on, man. Our rate's already high. What are you going to...
But you start looking at liability insurance. I got these companies that are trucking companies. Man, they just...
Oh, they got a... I got a feel for them.
There's a lot of them that have picked up, moved to Mississippi and Texas, and their rates are as much as half or two-thirds lower. I'm floored when you live that close to somebody.
Six figures on these things annually. They're my customers, too. We talk to them, and they're like, we don't know how much longer we can stay in Louisiana. So but they got to fix something.
The problem is... But again, I am a big fan of Jeff. Me, I stand with Jeff almost everything.
Right, right.
I just
on this.
Think between this and Trowler, him and Trowler, is to get together and say, hey, guys, y'all want to really help everybody? Or we just want to help the few people right. that want to sue? And that's where I'm coming because you're a business guy. Okay, right. Question I had, you were joking, you heard me laugh, and I said, what would happen tomorrow if you say, hey, guys, we want to make a lot of money. I'm doubling the prices on every item you got.
I'd be out of business. I'd be out of business.
How quick?
Tomorrow, the day of. People would walk in, look at those prices, walk right out. I would. I wouldn't walk in a restaurant like, holy, double, 100%? No, bye.
But it's so sad what they've done with printing the money and inflation because it ain't double, but it's going up enough.
Oh, it's going up.
And I know you. And right. You tell me a lot of what other restaurants are doing. You try to hold that line as long as you can.
Of course
sooner or later, you have no choice.
You have to go up. You hold as long as you can until it hurts. But, you know, they say they weren't responsible for inflation. But when they reduced the money supply and raised interest, it went down. So if they can solve the problem, they created it.
Oh, no, they created it, no doubt. Yeah. It's so frustrating when I talk to businesses that are leaving and things of that nature. Hell, this is who you are. You're a Louisiana guy now.
Exactly. I don't want to go anywhere.
No.
But you know what's sad? I can't live anywhere. I choose to live here.
Most people don't want to go anywhere.
No.
You think these trucking companies want to go to Mississippi and Texas?
No, they've got family roots here. They love the people in Louisiana. We just don't like
the
rules. They got to change. We have to change.
Yeah.
You know, we have to.
Tim Metcalf, DinosPizza.com, PrayJohns.com, catering, delivery, all of the things that you all need, they got, folks.
All of it.
All right, Tim. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll take a break. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
For eligible individuals.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us on this beautiful Friday. 844-766-6607. It's a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. My good friend John Blanchett, MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. By the way, Steve Malloy, Junk Science will be on. He's not really talking about the Green New Deal, but he does want to talk about this Tim Walz and Kamala Harris and Spelly Walz on this green new craziness and what these people are going to do to our country. He's very informative. I got him on at, I think, about 11:06, 11:07. So if you stick around, moongraffon.com, listen live. You can listen to the third hour. He'll be joining us. And I was just talking to Tim. Now, you heard me, folks. So you can't double the prices. And that's, I remember when Bill Clinton was trying to do Hillary care. And they asked Bill Clinton, said, well, you know, it's going to cost my pizza. They said, it don't matter. It don't matter what works. Just these companies, all they got to do is add it to the price. That's what Marxist, communist, socialist, just add it to the price. People will pay for it. And they meant that. And that's how they think. It don't matter if something goes up. People pay for it. And that's why I asked him, you double the price, what'll happen? I also asked him about insurance. See, this is what I don't understand about our state. And by the way, somebody think, well, you made Jeff Landon trial lawyers. This is us. This is what we've been voting for all this time. All these people that have been come and gone and never worried about anything. You know, this state that we have is the state we live in. This is who we are. And if we choose not to choose or change, then this is who we are. We'll be laughed at all over the country. Y'all want to be laughed at? I guess I'm going to sit right here and laugh at them laughing at us. I don't like to do that. But we can laugh at them laughing at us. So I talked to Tim about insurance. And Tim just explained even more in depth, I'm not going to share what he shared with, but on his business as far as liability insurance and how he has to make it, how it's just outrageous. So I moved that because that's when we talk about these trucking companies. And I love to hear from the trucking companies because I do hear from some every now and then. And they just frustrated with their business. They frustrated with how they're going to pay for their insurance. So if there's something we can do, now this is just me. This is me thinking out of it. If there's something we can do to change this, don't y'all think we ought to do it? And I don't care what the dang trial lawyers say, insurance companies, or politicians. If there's something we can do to change what's happening with insurance, don't y'all think we ought to do something? And now, here's what I always hear. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, we can't. That ain't going to work. That's all I hear. You know, all these meetings they've been having this week at the insurance conference, insurance department put on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know about today, maybe today too, but they've had they've really had a lot of people coming in, a lot of testimony. These committees have been meeting, Senate and House side, to figure out what they can do, except for trial lawyers. So I do think you got people that like to fix this. The problem is the people with the most money, the trial lawyers, they don't want to fix it. They don't want to fix anything. Because guess who benefits from nothing changing? It's not me. It's not you. It's not Tim Metcalf's business. It's not the Trucker Association out there with all their good friends. It's not lobby. It's not the business community. Who's winning? It's not the people. It's not the general public. Why would you not want to change something if you could? And the only group, and there's one group, there's only one group that don't want to change this. There's only one group that don't want to get rid of the Louisiana way of doing business. It's trial lawyers. And municipalities and some of the government, I understand, they don't want to change anything either. You know, if you want to change something, then you'll change something. And they don't want to. And they're going to fight it. You see all these meetings that they're having? You would think, by the way, the Speaker of the House has been up front. I don't know what calf-ass Cameron Henry is doing, because the Senate has enough in the Senate to kill anything they want to kill. You know, it gets me to kind of wonder now, since I'm looking, and like I said, with Jeff Landry, Jeff's a friend, I'm pulling for Jeff. I like a lot of things he's doing. I like a lot of things I think he's going to try to do. He's wrong on this issue. But it kind of started wondering, you know, I've been on Henry a lot about these trial lawyers, and I've been on him a lot. And I've been on this Gary Miller and these people, and I think they deserve to be getting on. I'm starting to wonder, did the governor have any play in them being where they are too? And history says he probably does, because I look at the Cleo Fields district that they drew for the man. And I got some things starting to bother me a little bit. That's what happens with me. Kind of works up and works up. And there's nobody pulling for Jeff Landry harder than me. Nobody's going to fight for Jeff Landry probably harder than me. But on this one, I can't. I just got to believe he's got to lead the revolution in this country, in a state. A revolution. When I say a revolution, not the kind with guns and all that stuff. A revolution of thinking, changing things in the state to make it better. That's the revolution we need. And one of the big things is, if we can't pay for our insurance, folks, where are we going with all this? If companies can't pay for the insurance, why would they stay? So if we know it's a problem, there's nobody can call in this program and say, man, I love my insurance rates. This is great. Nobody. I'm hearing from people that have moved from the state, from another state to this state complaining. I've heard from parents who got kids that have moved away, because a lot of them are, talking about insurance. The latest one I got said their kid was paying $145 a month for their car insurance, and they moved to Iowa. Same car. Drove up there. Got everything changed over insurance, $42 a month. Probably the small car, but it doesn't matter. It's all relative. So if the legislature can't change it, insurance companies can't change it, former legislative and governors can't change it. You know, then just let trial lawyers and Governor Landry change. Just let them come up to the table and say, here's what we're going to do, guys. Because all these advertising they're running is insurance companies are pieces of trash. And we for the little people. We for the people. Even Jeff's post on Facebook basically said, I'm for the working class. Well, the working class I know, and I'm in the working class, are getting their rear end splatted all over the cement and concrete from what we're doing with insurance. So that's the working class I know. And if they got insurance fraud, bust their butts. If insurance companies ain't taking care of their business, you can bust their butts. I ain't got a problem with that. But don't act like you're innocent. Don't act like you're innocent, because they're not innocent. And it'd be the same trial lawyers that try to stick all these people in the legislature so they can fight stuff like this. Remember, if you run the Senate committee, you only need about 3 or 4 votes to stop any good piece of legislation. And for the most part, judicial type stuff. And that's what they got. They set it up that way. I'm just asking, folks. Is my attitude is let Jeff and the trial lawyers fix it. They bragged it for the little people. They bragged it for the working people. They brag about billions of dollars they've gotten for the little people. But then, seems like to me they're so smart, they'll fix it. Let them fix it. We ought to be putting it back. Tim Temple and them ought to put it back in the car. Hey, y'all don't want to come to the table. Y'all don't want to come talk. Y'all just want to beat up what we're doing. Tell us what to do. Y'all tell us. We're ready. Let the trial lawyers, they're smarter than God, ask them. Just let them come forward. Let them come give so Tim Metcalf can keep his businesses going. Folks, I talked to Ben. I know a lot of people that own pretty good sized businesses, and they're all telling me the same thing. Every single one of them. I'm more worried about the insurance. I can name about 5 of them that I'm involved with. I can name, not involved like money wise, but involved with them from advertisement to just friendships. And man, they're sitting there going, man, we need to do somebody's insurance rates. Well, who's going to do it? Everybody that's tried has failed. And the trial lawyers have helped them to fail. But since they're so smart, and they're so good, and they're so wholesome, and they're such family people, tell them to come forward to help all the people, not just the trial lawyers. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to add something to what I said or take away, you're welcome. We'll be right back. thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident, was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can build your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Last segment of this hour, Boone Griffon Show, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. I was just thinking right now, all the things that affect your living, cost of living, just inflation is eating up a lot of dollars. And it's Louisiana now. So we got that. Sales tax, highest in the country. Car insurance, one of the highest in the country. House insurance, property insurance, one of the highest in the country. Liability insurance. But these businesses like Mr. Metcalf and people like that are the highest in the country. Business type insurance. Truck insurance. And out of all these things, about the only one we can't do anything about is inflation, because the federal government spending money is causing that. You realize on all the other ones we could do something about. We can't do nothing about inflation. We're not printing money. I guess we could do something, tell the federal government to quit printing and quit sending it, but people are not going to do that. Sales tax is high in the country. That was led by one and only bellboy, who didn't give a damn whether you could pay it or not. He's making his money in green new deal. He don't care about car insurance either, because what did Bell Edwards do about insurance? Now look, and to Jeff Landry's credit, even though I don't like the direction with the trial lawyers, Jeff's been governor for about 8 months. Bell Edwards governor for 8 years. He gave us the highest sales tax ever, the highest taxes, the biggest budget ever, and highest car insurance ever, ever. Homeowners. Well, you got to look. We had a hurricane. We had a hurricane before he got here. We're going to have hurricanes since he's gone. We always have hurricanes. You're not stopping a hurricane. You're not stopping a tornado. You're not stopping a flood. You're not stopping a drought. Man has no control over none of that. They'll never stop it ever, 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 ever. So get away from that. Liability insurance, we've been fighting this. Bel Air was fought everything we could try to do. Liability, business insurance, housing, home, car. He's done nothing to correct any of that. And he just flies away. And the devil's advocate and some of these ignorant trial lawyers, some big timers I'm talking about. Big timers. Oh, he was a good governor. Was he really? For who? Besides y'all and the government. Folks, this is such a gigantic issue. To think about this, a gigantic issue like this, a gigantic issue. We act like we don't even have a problem. That's what's so sad. The people that are trying to change things, oh, they can, let me tell you what they can do. They can have all the meetings they want to. They can come up with the game plan. You can bring in Daniel Earls-Palmer to make this fact dealing with the Pelican Institute. Man, they had a great game plan. And there were some things they got passed. But the major stuff they wanted to pass, they didn't pass. Because as soon as they put it up for legislation, it got knocked down by trial lawyers and anybody else that want to keep the state the same. We've done this to ourselves, folks. We, that includes me. We've done this to ourselves. And we won't change it. That to me is the, that's kind of, well, it's just not too bright for you or me to know you're hurting yourself, you're doing stuff to hurt yourself, and you don't stop doing it. Knowing good and well, if you do something different, it might get a better outcome. So many people trying to hold on to UA loan model. But, man, this insurance thing is real. Just like the inflation is real that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the left has put on us. And Psycho Bill, he voted for some of that crap, too. Somebody just wrote, I have two sons. One's paying $170 a month, the other $190 a month on car insurance. They can't afford it. Kids would never be able to leave a house, buy a house and move on their own. And the guy writes, they don't want to fix this. No, that's correct. See, problem, fix it. I think, unfortunately, when people are elected, like in Baton Rouge, they may go down there with the best intentions. Then they start thinking they down there to make sure government's got it all. Because in all this stuff, I had a guy send me all kind of text messages during the show. Okay? Talking about how much this tax is worth and how much that tax is worth. Okay? They never talk about cutting anything in this state, spending-wise. Local or state government, ever. Federal government either. All it is to create revenue. Joint Budget Committee agrees without objection to a list of deferred maintenance projects, building repairs, HVAC system fixes, etc., on Louisiana public college campuses that are eligible to receive a portion of $75 million in funding that lawmakers set aside for the work. Committee members stress, this is Melinda Desolet, stress they want shovel-ready projects and repairs that can move forward quickly. Higher Education Commissioner Kim Hunter-Reed assured lawmakers that the intentions, there's an estimated $22 billion backlog in deferred maintenance needs across campuses. So we got $18 billion backlog on roads, $2 billion backlog on fixing stuff on our campuses. That's $20 billion. And they come back and then you pat them on the back. That's a good representative, Moon. I wish you wouldn't get on him. Yeah, he's real good. The bastard got us in so much trouble, we'd never get out. But that's a good man, a good woman, I know. They're good people, spending our money and other people's money, but they're real good at that. Yeah, you just complain. Oh, yeah, I'm a big complainer. Complain about my life all the time here, don't I? How bad my life is, don't I? Never. I'm trying to help. See, you don't call these people out, we don't ever change anything. You almost got embarrassed the hell out of them. I'm afraid to say that, but you do. It's such an uphill fight on things that ought to be downhill. These people that go in government are supposed to represent us. And if we got a problem, we try to fix it. But you got to address the problem to fix it. If you listen to a trial lawyer, or you read a bill, but insurance companies are 100% problem in the state. I got an idea. Let's get rid of all the insurance companies. That's the idea. Let's get rid of them. They're so bad, and trial lawyers are so good. And who the hell are trial lawyers going to sue? Maybe that's what we need to do. Get rid of the insurance companies. Just tell them all to move out. Be like Nationwide. It's on your side, but not in Louisiana. Let me ask you something. If the trial lawyers and Governor Landry got together to fix this, would Nationwide come right here then? If they did what they want to do, which is nothing, keep everything the same, I mean, Nationwide, what would they do to get Nationwide to come right in the state of Louisiana? Trial lawyers and the governor. Just asking. I just started thinking all the things we got to pay. And it gets tough. But keep taking that federal money and keep taking him, writing them grants. Man, I just don't understand why we elect people who don't want to really get their hands dirty and do what we got to do. No, I'm not running for governor. I couldn't win. Anybody really want to change something couldn't win. If I had to suck up to the trial lawyers to win, I'd rather get beat. All right, folks, moongriffon.com. Listen live. We're going to take a break. Rest of you, God bless. Have a great day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.